We got pretty thick skin. That's why we got into this job. We're trial lawyers who believe that the Constitution applies to everybody. And, you know, our job is to make sure that it's applied fairly. You know, sometimes that means advancing unpopular causes.
Eric Stevenson and Chris Klotz of the Stevenson Klotz Firm are among a number of attorneys in Florida who are volunteering time to protect citizens' rights for peaceful assembly in connection with protests over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, as well as other instances of police misconduct nationwide.
Chris and I both agreed, as did other members of the Society of the Criminal Defense Bar, to help out protesters. Somebody wound up in jail in the middle of the night, needed to talk to a lawyer about bond issues or when they were going to have first appearances. You know, we agreed to help out with that.
The Society is an association of local criminal defense attorneys who meet frequently to discuss legal matters. They received a request for volunteers to represent protesters who were arrested simply for exercising their First Amendment rights.
The Public Defender's Office is really not equipped to be able to help out in situations like that until somebody's actually in jail and is looking at an appearance. So if somebody's looking at trying to get out on bond, there's some pressing concerns, and we agreed to help out.
Two of the leading issues are the First Amendment and Miranda. The latter, the right to remain silent and the right to legal counsel.
Many times in a situation like this, the police aren't really bringing people in for questioning like they might if it was some other kind of investigation. So the most pressing concern is for people to feel comfortable that if they're expressing their First Amendment rights, that they would have access to counsel if they needed it.
Whether the clients are accused of nonviolent or even violent acts during a protest isn't really an issue, according to Stevenson, who says, as with any defense counsel, they don't get to choose what actions their clients took.
We agreed to help out anybody who got arrested, at least as far as getting through the initial phases of getting bond and all that sort of thing. And then if they needed further representation, then we would evaluate it from there.
Stevenson is already representing the Black Lives Matter protester who was carried across the Bay Bridge on the hood of a vehicle after a motorist drove through a line of people in early June. The impromptu rider, identified as Jason Uphouse, dismounted in Gulf Breeze with what he said were only minor injuries.
The Constitution is supposed to work no matter whether your cause is popular or unpopular, and so we're willing to take whatever kind of pressure we might get as long as we're seeking justice for our clients.
On Friday, Pensacola police announced that Uphouse, who's 36, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. The driver of the SUV was not charged. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.